This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bum, 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 bum. This is the warming voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, with another edition and an attempt, if the audition is not good enough, to keep us the most delicious America's best city. It's the food show. That's what we do here every day and try to get the word out to everybody who likes to dine well. And that doesn't necessarily mean by a whole bunch of money that you're spending in. I guess it could, but it doesn't have to be. Think about our city and all the great dishes you can have that are among the best in the world, really. And you find that there is plenty, plenty, and plenty more to enjoy. And we cover that part of the program. We cover recipes. We have information about restaurants that maybe you're interested in going to. And we are more than interested. In fact, we're ecstatic about the idea of your calling us on the air and just hanging with us and telling us where you've been eating lately, what has been delicious for you, and what else comes up on your radar. Our number is 260-1870. No, it isn't either. 260-6368. 263-63.
No.
I have it wrong already.
63.
I don't know what it is about this. 260-6368. Right? Is that right? 6368.
It's your applause. Own invention, 260 menu. That's,
I know,
that's
I know.
Easy
it's
enough.
Just, it's, well, you know, it's the funniest thing.
You made
things.
It easy for everyone except you.
Well, you know, I was put on
the
this earth
here,
for reasons that sometimes are hard to explain. You got anything, by the way, speaking about that?
On that subject? None that I want to share.
Oh, well. It'll happen at some point.
You know what I was thinking when you were talking about the things that you were introducing about people who wanted to eat well? I don't know that most people really care.
About how good the food there?
About eating well, because there is ample proof of that everywhere.
Yeah.
And you go to restaurants that are just ordinary, and there are tons of people in there, and I'm always mystified by that. You're
Me
probably
too.
Wondering, what are we doing in restaurants that are ordinary? Well, sometimes you do just find yourself there. That was not the case today.
Oh, you, nothing happened to you, huh?
No.
No, it would be a stupid question if it had been, because I was with her. The other voice you hear,
well,
by the way.
Well, it is, in fact, a stupid question, because you were also with me at Sophia.
That's right. We had lunch together.
Which is hardly a mediocre restaurant. That knocked my socks off. I mean, I don't have socks on.
No?
It's too hot. But gobsmacked. I was gobsmacked by Sophia.
Well, that's come back again?
Oh, it's out there. It always lingers out there. Yeah.
Boy, I can't wait till the next time.
Yes.
You just never know what's going to make you happy. Anyway, where were we? We went to a restaurant that is really just easy walking distance from our studios here, so we just go take walks over there. It's a place...
it's right next to the Auction House Market.
Right. The Auction House Market. There used to be just like lots of auctions that went on in that block. That goes back in history. I know because I used to work about two blocks away from there, and I'd constantly be walking back and forth, and I could hear them, you know, banging.
I thought you were going to say you were at those auctions, and I couldn't quite picture you
at
doing
those auctions?
What? At those auctions.
Oh, well, you know, I had to that huge piece of art that I got from, well, I better not say, you know, is now kind of a treasure for me, and I keep it in the...
keep hidden.
In the...
under a pile of stuff in the closet.
No, 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 I wouldn't dream doing that.
Or a pile of stuff in the other closet, or a pile of stuff in the
laundry room. It's actually the carport.
Pile of stuff on the carport. Yes. Help us, please. 260-6368.
No, you can't. You can't show abandonment right away. You have to wait until later in the program before you look desperate.
I'm not looking desperate. I have plenty to talk about.
If I could just sneak this little note in here. Two of them, actually. One of them is that today is Bobby Darin's birthday.
Yes, yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay. That's one. And the rest of it is I have this recipe, and if you want to do something that's really kind of a little on the hard side, French bread, New Orleans-style French bread, I have a recipe. I have it on very good authority that this is a very good recipe. And I know the place where they make it, and I've had it, and it's good. But it's a real challenge to make your own bread.
I hope you're not starting the show with a recipe.
I'm not. No, I'm just mentioning that later on in the program we will.
If we get really desperate, we'll
when we get really desperate and we start yanking out whatever.
I'm never that desperate.
Well, anyway. The other voice, because I haven't yet gotten a chance to introduce you, is Marianne, my wife.
Hi.
She and I have been married for 30 years. Hard to believe, huh?
I say that to myself every day.
Oh, gosh, it's hard. You know what?
What?
I was looking. I have a calendar hanging in my office that has little pieces of information about people in radio over the years. Had a good one today.
What's that?
Orson Welles.
Yeah? What about him?
That's it. That's all I had to say about it. I mean, he was kind of like a legend of his own thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, if you liked Orson Welles, you can... Yeah.
There's a phone call already.
There's someone calling us. Wow, you know.
See, we're not desperate.
And you know, it's one of the guys we really look forward to seeing on any given day. And it
I'm gonna
is
conjugate. Steve.
Ron, the
Steven.
Gourmet waiter.
Hi, Ron.
Ron,
how are y'all doing?
How was your party?
How are we doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine.
Y'all are great, and like I said on Friday with the crawfish bowl, y'all were my first and only call. I followed your directions, and it worked out great.
That's amazing.
Oh. Well, isn't that great?
No, good. I'm glad.
We had about 30 of us. Mm. I went to the place over there on Lake, right by Deanie's.
Schaefer and Roosage?
Schaefer's, yes.
Love that place.
Good
Those
place.
Were some of the most beautiful crawfish live I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're really good.
I'm getting a lot of reports on crawfish right now.
I picked up 5 sacks, so it was about 160 pounds.
Yeah.
And what I did is I found that Schaefer's had their in-house seasoning blend already made up.
Hmm. Not surprising at all.
So I bought some of those. It's kind of neat because when you do the first batch, they have a big bag, and then when you're getting ready to put more crawfish in that same pot, they have a small bag which is measured out to be just enough to reseason the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's interesting. I never thought about that before, but that would be a critical little addition to the thing.
Yeah, I kept it simple. I went with crawfish, corn, lemon, and onions.
All right, good.
And no rosemary.
And no sausage.
No sausage.
All right. I love it. See, that's why it came out so good, because people are just overcomplicating it.
It's great. And I did hear the caller who called in. I was listening after I called on Friday, and I thought what he said was, you know, made perfect sense. That's why I just went with lemon and onion and corn.
Yeah, he did make a lot of sense. The guy who said that you shouldn't put things in there that are going to impart their own flavors, that you want.
Amen.
You want the crawfish boil to impart its flavor to the thing you put in.
Yes, and it worked out great.
Yeah, good.
About once every 3 or 4 or 5 hours, someone will call me on the air and say, I've got an idea for something totally original, and everybody's going to go crazy over it. It's going to sell out just immediately anytime we put it on, you know, for being sold. And what I always say to that specific analysis is, so lobster boiled in crab boil. Is it that, or is it lobsters?
What's wrong with lobster boiled in crab oil?
Because it takes all of the essence out of the crawfish.
Out of the lobster?
The lobster.
I don't actually like the essence of lobster anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go, you see.
So, it's interesting. I don't know that I've had lobster boiled other than plain water with the butter, but I don't care for lobster, so.
Well, there you go.
Do we have time for a restaurant report?
Please do. Go right ahead.
Okay, it's where I went to lunch, and I thought it was exceptional, yeah. So I'll name it if it's all right.
Sure. All right, sure.
I went to Blue Oak on Carrollton.
Yes.
Blue Oak.
On Carrollton, the barbecue place.
Yes.
Which is excellent.
It was very good. I had the two meat combo, so I got the pulled pork, which was the winner chicken dinner, mm-hmm. and the brisket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My sides were the beans and the slaw.
Yeah.
Everything was exceptional. The brisket needed a little bit of work, but the whole meal was very good.
You know, I've decided I don't really care for pulled pork as much as I used to. I've pretty much completely moved to brisket, just a brisket and ribs. That place is good. Was it packed? It's always packed.
I got there with my buddy at 11:30, so we were okay. But by the time we finished, there was a line out the door.
Yeah, it's really good. Have you been
anyway,
to Crescent?
Do you like barbecue?
Do you like barbecue?
Love barbecue.
Central City?
Yes, Central City. I need to go back maybe once or twice more before I form my opinion. They blew me away the first time I went there. Everything
really
was exceptional.
Now, do you like, based on your recollection of Central City, did you prefer Blue Oak or Central City?
Honestly, the one I prefer at the moment is The Joint.
Oh.
The Joint's been around forever.
I think The Joint is the best barbecue in the city. I know Blue Oak and Central City are right up there with them. I just want to go back to each one, Blue Oak and Central City, once or twice more before I actually form my opinion. But I love The Joint. Everything I've ever had at The Joint was spot on.
The Joint is the quintessential joint, is it not?
It is that. It is well named. You can't say
it really is.
That they have cheated you.
I liked it for its jointedness before this iteration of The Joint. The one on Poland Avenue was really The Joint.
Yeah.
And now this one is a little, you know, upscale, which, believe me, isn't saying much.
They changed a little supermarket. Actually, you couldn't call it a supermarket either. It was a little grocery store.
Yeah.
I remember because my aunt and uncle lived about a block and a half from there, and we were always going over there. Mm-hmm. Usually for a cold beer rather than anything
the
else.
The new one? The one it's, yeah, not new, but the
not,
one now.
Maysant Street, I think.
Okay,
Yeah.
Do they have potato salad that's pretty good, as I recall. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Jenny. Jenny made all the sides one by one from scratch until they were perfect. That's the best potato salad I've ever had in my life, by the way.
You know, I always insist on everything being perfect.
Tom makes a really good one. You know who has really good potato salad?
Tell me.
It's a chain. It's a barbecue chain. But I think Voodoo Barbecue has really good potato salad. I'm not a huge potato salad fan, but if you have sour cream in it, you're really kicking it up a notch. Do they have sour cream in The Joint one?
I've never seen that before.
Or buttermilk or something.
Can we back up one to the what you were saying just before this current line of conversation?
Okay.
Sure.
Crawfish, lobster, what? Where are we
going? There was one other thing. We were talking about, I think we were still on the subject of the
boil?
The
joint.
No, the joint, yeah. Well, and the location. And also, yeah.
Does someone get a prize for guessing it right?
You know what? Nothing would please me more than to be able to give prizes to our listeners. However, it is so complicated. It's a federal government issue.
Okay.
And it's kind of in the same category as putting a new roof on your house. You know, 99% of the time is spent filling out forms and being told that they're not very good.
Oh, that's the one thing we haven't done yet.
What?
With putting the roof on the new house. We've gone back so far now, I don't even know where the question would be.
Well, me neither. So we can just pick up
never
anywhere.
Mind. Hmm.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you guys go.
Okay, have you been to my new favorite place, Sophia?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to go based on what you were telling
me. Over there, yeah. Really
it's good. Very impressive.
I will,
thanks, Ron.
I will, and I'll call up with my review. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. See ya. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and we will come back with more of The Food Show after First Please This. Welcome back. You are here on The Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Marianne Fitzmaurice is with us today. She's my beau. Or wait, does that reverse the other way? Can you have a beau if you're a guy? Well, I think we've put an end to that conversation. And yeah,
I can't.
That we had taken care of.
Okay, I think we should stick to food, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I keep on trying, but anyway. Well,
I know, you know, you could say my bae, because that's a hip kind of expression, but if I heard you say that, I would just fall on the ground laughing, because I know you don't even know what that is. So, no, I'm not your beau. I'm not even your bae, but anyway. All right, back to what we came here to talk about, crab cakes.
Crab cakes.
Crab cakes. I got a text from someone.
This is an area of great disagreement.
Consternation.
Yeah.
Controversy. Yeah. Vexing if you're trying to find one. Because, you know, the crab cake originated in Maryland, where they're actually crab cakes.
Yeah.
And then they came down here and they became crab cakes. And now they're more like fried crab stuffing most places. But there are still some really good crab cakes.
There are. I mean, you can certainly find them easily enough. There's only one little problem that you're going to run into if you start running around looking for good crawfish, good crab meat for this purpose, is that the price of jumbo lump crab meat, which is the biggest big piece right in the front there, that has all the concentrated meat in it. And to get that and make it into a cake is enough to run the price of it up to, you know, no kidding, $30 I've seen. And probably there's some other ones that I haven't paid any attention to.
Well, this is why you get them at a restaurant. See, then you don't even bother with trying to make them yourself. I mean, you could make them yourself. I like the little baby crab cakes. Like, if I was doing a party, I would do little baby crab cakes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so good crab cakes. So I said to the person who texted me that a good crab cake in the traditional Baltimore crab cake sense. And by the way, anybody know the name of that Baltimore institution with the crab cakes? That's down in downtown Baltimore, and they're also at the harbor in Baltimore, and everybody knows it, and I know it too, except I can't think of it right now. But it is the famous Baltimore crab cake, and that's all they do is crab cakes.
Hmm.
They have this market, you know, like, you know, the Central Market in LA, or, you know, all these food halls, and there's one there which is not far from the harbor, but I can't think of the name of it. So someone call 260-6368 if you know what that is. Anyway, in town, my list of excellent crab cakes, the kind where you just take the crab and ever so gently with bechamel, or you've said something about ground shrimp, right? As an adhesive for the crab meat for crab cakes. Didn't you say that one time? Yeah.
I don't remember that, but it sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like something you would have said? Yeah.
I would kind of limit myself to not real small shrimp, but you don't want the big ones for something like that.
Yeah, I thought you had told me about, and this is kind of gross to think that you would just sort of puree raw shrimp and use that as a glue for all the crab meat. But actually, I like the idea of a bechamel, and then you just pat it very gently and form it very gently, and then put it in breadcrumbs and then saute it. Is that what you would do with it? With, like, in a butter?
No, let's say I would do it, but I wouldn't put a name on it, or I wouldn't go raving around about how great it was, although that is a good dish if you do it right.
Well, that's how
it has to
be
light.
August does it, I think.
Restaurant August?
I think that's a great crab cake. I think Galatoire's 33 has a great crab cake.
Wouldn't be the tiniest bit
surprised.
Surprise.
Let's see. Yeah. Also on that list is Mr. B's.
Yep.
I'll bet you, although I don't know that I've ever had it, G.W. Finn's probably has a superb crab cake.
Oh, they do a pretty superb everything.
So let's see.
They're probably
Pelican
their
Club
most.
Pelican Club has a great crab cake.
The Pelican Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure do. And, you know, they have an even a better program going on with scallops. They get those really big scallops. They sear them on the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And then there's some artichoke in there, some garlic and butter. And we're not talking something you can ignore.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful dish.
Request was for crab cakes. So I'm trying to think of best crab cake in town as a starting point for these people who are coming in out of town, from out of town. So I said August, Mr. B's.
Yeah, that would be my number one. Pelican Club,
Galatoire's
way up
33.
There. Antoine's. Oh, wait, no.
Antoine's doesn't have a crab cake, do they?
No, they do really something else with it.
Yeah, but that's the kind, that's the fried kind.
That slipped out of my mouth. I didn't mean to say that.
Talking about the...
The one I was working my way towards was Commander's Palace.
That's a good crab cake? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they buy such high-class ingredients that they just load it up and they don't seem to.
No, they all do. But, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the handling of it, too. Because last night we were at Pardo's.
Yeah.
And it was a really
you were at
great
Pardo's?
Meal
Yeah,
at
how
Pardo's.
Was that, anyway? Oh, wait a
really
minute. I was
meal
there.
At Pardo's. But I felt like the crab cakes, which were small, which was fine because they were cute little, they're like the perfect size crab cake. And if you put the two of them together, they're like a normal size crab cake. But the presentation was two small ones. Do we have a caller, Doug?
We do. In fact, coming in on the blue phone.
260-6368 if you want to
join us. Gregory, welcome.
Hello, Marianne.
Hey,
hello there. What about me? I'm not here. I'm not here at all.
No,
just keep on going. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Ladies first. You know what? Crab cakes. That's interesting. I don't think Baltimore, I've been there. I don't think they're as good as the ones we do down here.
I don't either.
But do you know the name of that institution place? Wait, what is it?
And I know it's right by the wharf, which is right by an open market, like a farmer's market that they have there. I don't know what the name of it is.
It's Fredley's. Doug just gave it to me. Fredley's.
Oh,
Fredleys.
That's it. And that is all they do. I wasn't too impressed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's... Impressed. Yeah, you know what?
Mine is
We're
for crab
spoiled.
Cake.
We're
oh,
spoiled.
I don't like any dairy in any of my seafood. I'm from the Italians, and I'm not even Italian, but I like how Italians really, really discourage any dairy.
Oh, they think you're crazy if you put seafood and any kind of cream,
cheese, or milk,
cheese.
Or,
yeah.
Right.
And I think they may be on to something there.
I don't.
Me too, because
no?
as far as a binder, a little egg whipped up and olive oil is used a lot.
Is used a lot? You said the binder?
Olive oil.
Oh,
olive oil.
Really?
You know, mixed with some breadcrumbs.
As a binder?
Not a lot of breadcrumbs.
Really?
Not a lot of breadcrumbs. Yeah,
I wouldn't think of olive oil as a binder. As a matter of fact, I think of olive oil as the opposite.
I know how much you love stuffed artichokes. Do you know how breadcrumbs get all sticky when you mix the garlic and artichoke?
Yeah.
But
you have to have water in there,
and
you're wetting the bread, basically. I guess so. I guess.
Well, that's the way I make them, and I've used one whole egg and an extra egg yolk.
Well, if you've got egg, that's a binder right there, so, you know, you don't need anything else, really. But
And then when I form that thing, it's almost falling apart, then I lightly dredge it in some breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Either seasoned or, and then I just put them in a couple of tablespoons of olive oil in a skillet and just fry them on both sides.
Yeah.
And they come out perfect. And then if you want to, you can keep them warm in the oven and they kind of bake through and really get, and they get kind of crusty and they're gooey in the middle. And
crab
I kind of like that.
Crab cakes are wonderful. But yes, you're right. We have taken the Baltimore version and greatly improved on it. True.
I think, well, we have better crabs. And I remember, like,
well, the same crab, isn't it?
It is the same crab.
Yeah.
I think we ought to get them.
Baltimore was getting a lot of crabs up there from us because the Chesapeake Bay was so polluted.
Well, everybody's getting crabs from us. Okay, so if you had to go to a restaurant and have that kind of crab cake, not the fried ball of stuff, which is fine. Oh. I mean, the fried ball of stuff is fine, but it's not a crab cake.
Moskas makes a good one. August makes a good one.
Moskas has a good crab cake, like a really good lump crab?
Yeah.
Really?
A crab cake?
Not big.
Or a crab fried ball of stuff. Crab.
To go pick up Louie. I'm sorry, I was talking to my friend. That dog went to the poodle palace to get groomed. Puppies. Moskas does one, and they also do a stuffed crab, which is a totally different animal.
Yeah, but they do this really glamorous kind of stuffed crab, not stuffed crab, but crab cake with a big lump crab meat.
Yeah,
like you would find at August. Moskas
used to do one. I guess it was a special.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you would expect that at August. But I mean, Moskas is kind of a.
I'm just trying to remember the best out of that. Some of the best I ever had were at Old West End Park, and of course, I think they're no more.
Wait, like that kind of crab cake?
Absolutely.
At West End Park,
all lump meat crab cake, and it.
They have that big market where they've got shrimp more than anything, but they have everything else under the sun over there, too, in Westwego.
It would seem like...
I was thinking of West End Park back in the day, Tom.
Yeah, I'm shocked to hear that, because if ever there was a place where you would fry a ball of stuff, that's it. You know what I mean?
Well, anyway, no dairy in my crab cake.
All right. When you said no dairy, I thought, wait, no dairy, period? Like, I don't want to contemplate
no
a world
in
without
my
dairy.
Seafood, actually. Okay. Oh, I love dairy. Okay. I mean, I love dairy. I just don't want it in my seafood at all. It's like I don't like crab meat au gratin. I think that's
you know, and for once, we totally disagree about this.
Crab meat
I've au got
gratin
one for you.
With a crusty impastados, crusties, sliced.
I tried them all.
Braided Italian.
Okay. All right, let me run one more.
Wait! What about creamy crab claws? No.
Creamy crab claws.
Devastated. Oh gosh.
No.
Okay.
No dairy in my seafood.
Crab. Oh, this has this definitely has some.
It's my opinion.
I don't think we're going to convince him.
I've got an alternate
I'll eat
for
your
you.
Share.
Here goes.
What is it, Tom? What is it?
The Bon Ton, crab meat au gratin.
He said no.
No?
He's holding fast.
No cheese on my seafood.
All right.
Wonderful show.
Okay, thanks.
Marianne,
yes.
You make the show better. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Isn't that nice?
Doug's music's getting louder and louder. All right, Doug, take it away. You know, I can't actually imagine what manna from heaven would be like. Yeah, I think of it like eating flesh or something, but... But whatever manna, remember when it was raining manna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even, what would that be? I wonder. But this
the equivalent?
Would be kind of, yeah. Like, but
I've got an easy answer for
what
you.
What is that?
If you're a Catholic, and I know you are,
uh-huh.
You know the host.
The host. You think that's what it was? I don't know.
There's no doubt about it.
That was what it was raining from the sky?
Here
really?
You go.
Really? Okay, well, those are not good. But anyway.
well, I don't know about that.
This bread that I was making that was not leavened purposely for Easter was this, it was like, you can imagine cardboard. It would be like cardboard. And it was, and then I put some... maybe flaxseed or caraway seeds or other kinds of seeds that only the birds would touch.
Well, then, you know, as long as they follow the rules.
I was getting back into time where this is the kind of food that you would eat then. And so we had the griddle at that time. And I rolled those out and I just toasted those till they had like a little black bubble on them. And, you know... They were kind of good in a really, really cardboardy sort of way. And we...
You ought to think of a better word than that.
No, but that was really kind of close to what it was. And I made some hummus, as they say. And, you know, I don't think that the pita should be a participating item in the pita hummus dichotomy. I think the pita should be a very low-key support system for the hummus.
Well, I don't know, but this I do know, and that is the first time you ever in your life taste hummus will not be the last one. As a matter of fact, it'll be one of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. That is something.
Does anyone not like hummus?
That's my point. Everybody loves it. All you have to do is eat
hummus,
it once.
Call us 260-636.
Yeah, there's an.
It took me forever to work up the nerve to try it. And once I did, I thought, oh, where's this been all my life?
Yeah. Let's ask if anybody out there has tried hummus, H-U-M-M-U-S, also spelled H-U-M-U-S, and
also
a few bunch of other
hummus.
Words. Hummus. I just say hummus. And if you've ever tried that in your life and you didn't like it, call us and tell us that, because we're not going to make fun of you or anything like that. But it is unusual.
It's like me not liking coffee. You know, it's like very unusual that someone would not drink coffee.
I think you're more likely actually than coffee to get the hummus.
You're more likely to not drink coffee than to not like hummus.
Yeah, something like that. Saying? That's the last time that sentence will ever be used.
Well, I'm kind of curious because it really is a delicious product. And, you look at the garbanzo beans and you think, what could possibly be good about that? But then if you drop them in a fryer, they're really good. And if in hummus, I mean, they are. Oh, but you know what's...
Chickpeas are hummus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I like eating hummus in a restaurant, but making hummus with that tahini paste that just kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, tahini paste is gross.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah. And
I have impressed the living daylights out of you with my hummus.
No, I think your hummus is good. But
I want to make sure I get my credits here.
The idea of making it and using tahini paste and just the consistency and its...
Boy, it never bothered me a bit.
Yeah, it's gross, I think. Yeah. Anyway, we got on that subject because of the leavening of baking soda and just the contrast of non-leavening something. But I can't imagine anything else being baked without baking soda or baking powder.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the whole ritual of the Passover Seder.
Yeah,
for
I was going to say if it's not Jewish, like lavash.
Lavash
is not leavened, right?
It sure looks like it hasn't been, but that's something you see all over Europe.
You do?
Everywhere I've gone, I've seen it.
Well, I've been with you. I've never seen it.
I'll point it out to you next time it comes up. No, I remember the first time I ever heard of it. There was a the maitre d' of a restaurant in Metairie, and they used to make everything that way as well. And it would come out like a cracker, really.
It is a cracker.
And that's about there was
really
all there
is
to it. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, if it's well done, it's really good. I love lavash.
Yeah. Oh,
Spago has a great lavash, like a really great lavash.
There's plenty of it out there.
Well,
it's easy enough to do.
I don't see it very often in bread baskets.
And it also, I know we're probably adding five times as much as we should have brought up on this. But
on baking soda,
If you go back, you have to go back into really, really ancient times to even find any of that. Like chickpeas go back to the beginning of time. They've been around for as long as human beings have. Well, hey.
They're rather homely, don't you think?
We are, for a second
chickpeas
we had somebody.
A homely thing.
Somebody wants to talk to us.
Oh, right now?
They will in a second. I'm just looking
Doug
at them.
Doug usually says there's someone on the line. It's kind of late.
Well, yeah, it sure is. But who knows? We're coming back, though. We have more of the food show here on 105.3 FM HD2. Kenner, New Orleans.
Soda.
What?
We promise to move on from baking
we'll
soda.
We'll move on from baking soda when we get back. Stay tuned. More of the food show are coming. Got anything else you want to talk about? We'll talk about that too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.